31st. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked? We are broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock Central Time from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today our class is about preparedness and survival. And to do that, you need to have accurate and reliable information. Some say the economy's improving. Do you believe that? We're here to tell you that you cannot prepare and you cannot survive if you don't know the truth. Do you believe that attacks on foreign countries and blowing up their infrastructure is designed to set them free? I don't. Today you're going to meet a contrary warrior. You're going to meet an enemy of the state. He knows about lies and he knows about deception. And he knows about the plague that we refer to here at USAprepares.com as politicians. The instructor that you're about to meet is a historian. His ancestors go way back in this country. As a matter of fact, our government laid claim to his land. He's an American Indian. He's an enemy of the state. He's a contrary warrior. He's a senior USAprepares.com instructor, and he's my friend. And he teaches us about Indian culture. Welcome, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle.
Thank you. Thank you. And me quick.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, you and I met at an airport waiting to board a plane, and we were heading for Denver from Nevada, and we struck up a conversation, and we were able to rearrange our seats so that we could sit next to each other and chat all the way to Denver. And it was a great, great educational experience for me because you taught me so much about what has really happened with the American Indian or the Native American. And those terms are both acceptable to you, correct?
Well, they're both wrong.
Okay.
because, you know, what we call ourselves as American Indians or Native Americans, you know, that's the white man's terminology for us. But we call ourselves, and my tribe, the Chippewa, we call ourselves Anishinaabeg.
Okay.
Or Ojibwe. So, I mean, each tribe calls themselves by a different name. The Navajos call themselves Dene. The Sioux call themselves Lakota, and so forth. It goes on and on. So, but each tribe is its own individual name, just like in Europe. You don't call all Europeans Europeans. I mean, they're
right.
Divided into French, German, Italian, Swedes, English. So every European has their own identity, just as Indians.
So what shall we... So what shall we call you today?
Hey, you.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, you are the original occupier. And I'd love it if you would just tell the story about Alcatraz, the island off the coast of San Francisco in the San Francisco Bay that you stayed at from 1969... From 1969 through 1971. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I have to go back in time to let your viewers, your listeners, aware of what happened historically that led us to occupy Alcatraz. In 1953, the United States government set out to abolish all reservations in America, abrogate all treaties, and close down the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and literally throw us out into, off of our reservations, abolish them. And then in 1958, the government did something else rather unusual, is that they started relocating Indians from the reservations and shipping them off into the cities where they were to be assimilated into society. And that program of 1958 resulted in over 200,000 Indians being relocated from the reservations into the cities of the United States, the major cities. And so it looked like the end was really near for us as Indian people, because if they were going to abolish all reservations, we have no homeland left to speak of. So in 1968, the government declared Alcatraz to be surplus property, to be given away to the highest bidder. And I took that as an opportunity, an open invitation, to organize the Indians of the Bay Area into a group we call Indians of All Tribes of Alcatraz. And then in November of 1969, we occupied Alcatraz. And we held that island for 19 months. And in the process, we forced the government under the Nixon administration to completely revise their policies regarding American Indians. First and foremost, they ended the termination policy. They ended relocation. And then in 1973, they made Alcatraz into a national park, thanks to the Indian occupation. So we accomplished a great deal. And Nixon brought about Indian Self-Determination Act, improvement in health services, education services. He started to return lands to stolen lands back to the tribes, like the Taos Pueblo. The Sacred Blue Lakes was returned to them. And the Yakimas got their sacred mountains returned to them. And so we really did change the course of history with the occupation of Alcatraz.
That's absolutely fascinating, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. And there's a picture of you on the website, usapreparedness.com, class, if you'd like to see a picture of Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. And he made a statement, and you stood up against the overwhelming forces of the federal government at Alcatraz in 1969 through 1971. And you did not know what the outcome was going to be, and you didn't know what the potential result was going to be to you personally or to the members of your group that were occupying Alcatraz, did you?
No, we couldn't predict that. We just knew we were going into dangerous territory. We did not know in 1973 the Nixon administration established a covert policy called COINTELPRO, which was to neutralize the Indian leadership, to prevent the rise of a messiah who can electrify and unify the nationalist hate movement. Now, we don't hate the government. You know, this is something that the government made it appear as that we were enemies of the state, when in fact we were the most loyal people to this country of any other ethnic group. As an example, all you have to do is look at World War II. 44,000 Indians served in the military in World War II, including four of my older brothers. My father served in World War I. My two stepfathers served in World War II. My younger brothers also went into the military. There were seven brothers in my family, and six out of the seven were serving in the military. And the flag of the United States flew over the Capitol in honor of my four older brothers' service in World War II.
Well, there's no question that your brothers and a lot of others served for the Allied troops and did the right thing. And I'm glad to say that my family did the same thing. But how did you become classified as an enemy of the state? What was it? Was it just the occupation that caused that?
I think so, because, you know, the covert policy, COINTELPRO, that I related to, set out to neutralize people like me, and in order to justify neutralizing me, they had to give me a new title called Enemy of the State, which, again, I was unaware of this. I mean, because the government's covert policies, I got some of my FBI files, and there they, of course, they referred to me as the principal organizer of the Indian occupation of Alcatraz. That FBI report and all of the rest went straight to the Nixon White House, where Haldeman and the rest of the guys under the administration were well aware of what was taking place in California on Alcatraz Island. But I was marked to be neutralized by the government without my knowledge. And of course, after Alcatraz, the government set out to destroy me economically. I was a teacher at Cal State University Hayward. I lost that job. I lost my business. I lost my home. I lost everything there in California because of the covert policy of the government. When they set out to do something in the way of mischief against individuals like you or me, and they can do it without even surfacing, I mean, without you even being aware of what's going on around you, so they can destroy you politically and economically, and just short of assassination, which, I mean, they did with Sitting Bull. They murdered him for standing up against the government. So I was lucky that I was not assassinated, but I was neutralized, and because everything that I had and worked for in California was gone, so my wife and I moved to her reservation on the Fallon Indian Reservation in Nevada, where we've lived for the last 33 years. We had to start a whole new lifestyle, become an artist, becoming a pipe maker, ceremonial leader, and so we learn to adapt in order to survive.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagles with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about lies, deception, and theft. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle is with me. He's also known as Contrary Warrior. And we're talking about lies, deception, and theft as it pertains to the United States government against the Indians, the American Indians. And Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle mentioned that Sitting Bull was assassinated. Now, that was, I believe, in 1890. And wasn't he a Lakota and Sioux?
Yes, he was the one of the people that the government held responsible for wiping out George Custer at the Little Bighorn in 1876. And so the government never forgave him for that. And even after they assassinated him in 1890, 2 weeks later, the government slaughtered almost 300 women, children, and elders at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, who were on their way to participate in the ghost dance ceremony. Now, freedom of religion is the hallmark of the United States government, but it did not apply to Native Americans because the United States government outlawed many of our ceremonies and customs in 1887. And to reinforce that policy and that law, they slaughtered Indians for going to have their ceremonial activities. So sun dances, ghost dances, sweat lodges, many ceremonies were forbidden by the United States government. Now, this is a hypocrisy right there. Another hypocrisy, what I mentioned, that in World War II, we had in excess of 44,000 Indians served in the military. Well, our men and women were defending our country. The United States government was secretly plotting to steal the remaining lands under Indian control. This is called the Zimmerman Report of 1943. While the war was going on, while our men were fighting and dying overseas to defend our country was secretly plotting to divest us of our remaining lands and our resources. And so you could see and understand why Indians are upset with the United States government, because they never upheld their treaties. If you go back to 1830s, the Indian Removal Act, put on by President Jackson, required that all Indians east of the Mississippi be shipped to the west of the Mississippi. And the Cherokees fought that law in federal court, went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld the Cherokee Treaty with the United States government. But Jackson said, let the Supreme Court enforce their laws. I will enforce removal. Now, an example of how effective that policy was. How many reservations do you have in Missouri today?
Actually, I don't know.
And one of the largest Indian communities in the entire United States was right up there at St. Louis, called Cahokia.
The I guess that's why I don't
Indian
know. Because
community. It was a trade center, just like St. Louis became a trade center after that.
So we removed the Indian lands from the Indians in 1830?
Yeah, after 1830s and 1837 and all the way up to... it just continued on and on. It was a disastrous thing for Native Americans to be confronted by a government that signs a treaty on one hand and then steals your land with the other.
And that's what I was talking about, the lies and the deception and the theft class.
That's right. And as children in the boarding schools, and I'm a child of the boarding school system, we were taught to honor and respect our government. And yet, at the same time, the government fails to honor and respect their treaty obligations with the tribes.
Well, there's nothing new. We've been doing this for a long time, and we're still doing it today. I mean, we are invading sovereign nations, and we're setting them free from whatever government they have that they're enjoying, and we just blow up their infrastructure, and then our news reports say that we're establishing democracy in those foreign countries, and it's great for them after we've destroyed their infrastructure. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagles with me. This is USAPrepares.com. I've got a lot more questions for him. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. You've got your take. When you go to the for 2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle is with me, and we're talking about lies and deception and theft. And Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, when you think about borders, can you relate a little bit about your perspective on borders? Because your thoughts as an American Indian are a little different from the Westerners who arrived here and claimed your land.
Well, yeah, that's true, and we don't recognize borders as the way the Europeans recognize borders. They chopped up our entire hemisphere, North, South, and Central America, and put borders between every one of the different countries involved, between Mexico and us and Canada, and so forth. And and yet our people never recognized those kind of boundaries like Canada or Mexico. You know, we traded back and forth all the time historically. But anyway, the government put a pretty good stop to all of that. But what it really goes down to, and back in history, we have to go to the doctrine of discovery. which Columbus used when he came to the New World, planted his flag in our soil, and claimed discovery of America, what is now called America. And so under the doctrine of discovery, the land becomes his, became his, and the people became his subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a very, very extremely racist policy that came out of the Vatican to begin with. And so every year at Columbus Day, we're all obliged to celebrate Columbus Day, with the exception of American Indians. And American Indians call it something else, and it's not very good. I got upset over this Columbus Day thing because we used to participate in Columbus Day reenactment in Aquatic Park in San Francisco, and I would play the chief that would welcome Columbus to our country in a peaceful way at that time. But in 1968, because of the way the Italians were treating the Indians, we were just being used for the show, and then afterwards, thank you, goodbye, and we'll see you next year kind of thing. So in 1968, instead of welcoming and greeting Columbus, I took my acoustic and I kind of pushed him down to the sand on his hands and knees and removed his wig, which showed a bald-headed Columbus. We scalped Columbus in 1968. Now, the Italians were rightfully upset with us scalping their hero, but I took that a little step further because this whole ridiculous, it's ridiculous for a European to come into a land already inhabited by 80 million Indians, North, Central, and South America. So I had an opportunity in 1973, to be a delegate to an international conference on world affairs being held in Rome, Italy. So I took the opportunity to study history of Italy and found nobody ever bothered to claim discovery of that country. I went to Dr. Squadrilli, the Italian Consul General in San Francisco, and I said, Dr. Squadrilli, who discovered your country of Italy? And he chuckled, and he said, Remus and Romulus. I said, no, those were the twin brothers that was raised by a wolf, and they were considered the founders of Rome. But they did not discover your country. So who did? And he threw up his chubby little hands, and he said, I don't know. I said, well, Dr. Squadrilli, what you're really telling me is your country of Italy has never been discovered officially by anybody. And he said, you're right. I said, I am going to Italy, and I'm going to lay claim of discovery of your country for, on behalf of the American Indian people. And he just laughed over that. He says, you know, I'm going to personally contact the Italian news services about the impending discovery of our country by a Native American. So on September 23rd, 1973, my wife and I got off the big 747 at the Rome airport, escorted down to the tarmac by the captain of the plane, and we went to the edge of the tarmac where I took my spear, and I proclaimed to the 100 or more journalists, including Walter Cronkite's evening news crew, that covering this epic discovery of this country by a Native American. And I took that spear and I said, in the name of the American Indian people and pursuant to the doctrine of discovery, I hereby lay discovery of this land called Italy. Kshtunk. I took that spear in the soil of Italy, and thereby I became the discoverer of a land called Italy for the Indians.
Now, did you create an international incident doing this?
Well, yes. A couple nights later, we went to the Quirinale Palace where we had a reception with President Giovanni Leone. I presented him with a peace pipe as a symbol of peace and goodwill between the American Indian people and the people of Italy. And that evening we got a call from the Vatican. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning? Wow, yes, we could do that. We were picked up by a driver in a Mercedes and driven down to the Vatican. And as my wife and I were walking, escorted down the corridors of the Vatican, the Swiss guards, all in their full regalia that was designed by Michelangelo, they stomped their spears on the marble floors, alerting people that somebody important was on their way for an audience with the Pope. And everybody at the St. Peter's Square turned around, and there's a couple of Indians being escorted to the inner sanctum of the Vatican. Once inside, I was introduced to the Pope. And in doing so, I walked forward in measured steps, and he slowly lifted his hand to me with that big, beautiful ring. And as he did that, I slowly lifted my hand to him, showing my beautiful silver and turquoise ring. I offered my ring for the Pope to kiss. There was an audible gasp in the Vatican, the cardinals, the Pope aides, all of them. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have an international incident between the Holiness and the Indian. And the Pope broke the ice. He just broke out to a big grin. He took me by the hand, and we just stood there talking, holding hands, but no kissy-kissy of the rings that day between the Pope and the Indian. And he said, I've read a great deal about the American Indian people. And I said, thank you, my son. Well, under the doctrine of discovery, the land becomes mine and the people become my subject. He forgot his own history.
This is fabulous stuff. Absolutely fabulous. And that's why I guess you're known as Contrary Warrior, correct?
Oh, that's one of them, yeah. Alcatraz is one. Discovery of Italy was another. And the curse that I placed on the Livermore sewer system may be another one. Contrary Warrior.
I think we need to share that story about your totem pole and Livermore, California. We've got about, maybe 10 minutes. We can tell that story. That's a great, great story.
Well, in 1973, I had carved a totem pole commemorating the 100th anniversary of the history of the founding of Livermore, California, by Robert Livermore. And I carved this 18-foot totem pole out of redwood and presented it to the city. And I was just happy that I could have that kind of honor as an artist. And when I was contacted that the city of Livermore had installed a pole in Centennial Park in downtown Livermore, I got in my car and took off to the city expecting to see a beautiful erection in the middle of Livermore. Instead, what I discovered was a stubby totem pole. They had cut off 4 foot of the bottom and then put the rest in concrete. And so instead of a nice erection there, I'm looking at a little stubby pole. And they desecrated a work of art by a Native American. And I was very upset with this. So I went to City Hall to a meeting with the mayor and the council members. And they gave me the song and dance. Like any time you go to City Hall or the government, they'll dance around the real issue. They said, oh, well, we cut off 4 foot of it, and we don't know where that is. And we put the rest in concrete, and we don't have a budget to dig it out of the concrete. So we're stuck with it, in effect. So I said, gentlemen, if you refuse to take care of that totem pole and properly restore it to its natural height, I'm going to put a curse on your sewer system. With that, I turned and I walked out of City Hall to nervous laughter and chuckles behind me.
Mm-hmm.
The following week, the a council member was in his bathroom using the plumber's helper on the toilet. And his wife heard a commotion out in the street. She went out there, and there's a city maintenance truck and with a sewer manhole cover taken off. And the wife went up to them maintenance workers and said, "What's going on here?" He said, "Well, ma'am, the sewers of Livermore are backing up." She turned and ran back into the house. She said, "Honey, honey, honey, you got to get a hold of that Indian. The curse is working."
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagles with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about lies, deception, and theft, and the curse on the city sewers of Livermore, California. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagles with me, and I'd like to just mention very quickly that Mountain House and the Freeze Dry Guy are delighted to announce a short-term sale on number 10 cans. 25% off Freeze-Dry Guy food, number 10 cans. That's July 17th through the 31st of July. And then there's a price increase right after the sale ends on August 1st. So if you're interested, I would jump on that right now. Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle, we have a caller from New Jersey who would like to speak with you. And we're going to put William on right now. William from New Jersey, you're on with Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. Go.
Hi, Vince and Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. I bring you greetings and salutations from our Lord and Sovereign Jesus the Christ. And it is a pleasure, sir, to hear you and to hear some of the basic common sense things that you're saying that are actually fundamentals of true Christianity. And I'm not talking about the 501c3 corporate counterfeit version of Christianity, but rather the true biblical expression.
William, do you have a
wait a minute. I'm going to have to interrupt on this point because American Indians did not get religious freedom under the law until 1987. Now, Sister Claudia Duracek in her book, Crusading Along Sioux Trails, summarized the reaction of Christianity. She said, Christianity and pagan idolatry are mutually exclusive. I am not a Christian. I do not adhere to the bigotry and hypocrisy of the Ten Commandments because it did not apply to American Indians fairly or equally. Thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill are all in the Ten Commandments that the Christians violated in their treatment of Native Americans. Now, I just want to flip off of that very, very serious side of things. To get back to the totem pole, the city found a way to get a contractor to dig up the totem pole out of concrete. They found the detached section of the pole and installed it. And it, 40 years later, that totem pole stands tall and proud in Centennial Park. in Livermore, California, to this very day. So there is a legacy there and an important contribution to a little community of Livermore, California.
Great job, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. And I'd like to talk about some of your written contributions to us. And can we talk about your latest book and anything else that we need to know that you've written? Because I've gone to Amazon.com, and there's a book about Alcatraz, the occupation.
Yes, I've written two books that have been published by the University of Oklahoma Press. One of them is called Heart of the Rock, The Indian Invasion of Alcatraz. And the second one is Pipestone, My Life in an Indian Boarding School. And it depicts my 10 years of boarding school life at Pipestone Indian Boarding School in Minnesota. After I graduated from Pipestone in 1945, I went on to Haskell Institute in Lawrence, Kansas, where I attended that boarding school for another 5 years. So I am a product of the federal government's boarding school system, not to be confused with the religious orders, Catholics and Protestants, that set up their own boarding school systems throughout the United States. And so there is a real distinct difference between those types of boarding schools.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle.
I wrote about it in a very favorable way about Pipestone.
And you did, and you know, the 5-star rating that you got is awesome on Alcatraz. That's Amazon.com. And Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle will be with us via teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo in November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Information on the website. Thank you so much, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.